Staff arrived at the courthouse to go to work. They found that four windows were broken, and indeed an old wooden window frame was badly damaged as well. And on the inside of the building, they found a brick which had obviously been used to cause the damage and to break the windows. And this is really disheartening for both the staff and the people of Lifford to find that this wanton vandalism has been done on the courthouse. And it's really, really sad to see.
And this isn't the first time this iconic building has been targeted.
Now, there have been a number of incidents over the years, but thankfully in the last while these incidents had stopped. And this is the first act of vandalism against the courthouse in quite a while. But that's something that we don't want to see starting up again. So we would appeal to the people of Lifford and the surrounding areas who may have been around the area over the weekend and seen anything suspicious to get in contact with the guards. And hopefully the perpetrators are brought to justice. And the message is sent out there that we don't want to see these random acts and wanton acts of vandalism against what are valuable historic structures and buildings in the area.
And indeed now there is a lot of expense going forward to restore these windows.
There's a lot of work being done to the courthouse overall. The board and Gillian and the staff have been very proactive over the last number of years in sourcing funding to refurbish the courthouse and bring it up to a modern standard, and indeed the restaurant as well. It's starting to look fantastic. So when all that work is being done to the courthouse, to then come in and find that people are coming and wantonly breaking windows and causing damage to windows that have been there for hundreds of years. I mean, these are valuable historical windows that have been around far longer than anybody can remember. And to find that people have caused this sort of damage, it really is disheartening.